Good morning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I want to thank Father Jim and my dear brother, Father George, for their kindness inviting me here, and the parish council and the spirit of this basilica to reach out and try to help in the various ministries and departments in the Archdiocese, but in particular here at the Basilica. And what a wonderful model you have in all things. And this is blessings to God and to all of us. Have you ever waited for something special? Whether it's an anniversary, whether it's a wedding, whether winning a case, whether having a child going somewhere, I'm sure. Even now you are thinking about it. But the question is, have you ever, or myself had that question, thought about a special day, the day of judgment? Have you ever thought about that? You're going to be judged? Of course, the best of us don't want to think about that day of reckoning, the day where you stand before God. No one wants to think about that. But you know, if you even don't want to think about that, the church forced us to think about that. God wants us to think about that because God loves us and loves all His creation, and God wants you to have eternal life. Once you judged, to be on His right, not on His left. The gospel of today is the third gospel, just one Sunday before beginning of Great Lent. This gospel that you have heard today is very simple gospel. Actually, it is the last sermon Jesus spoke to His disciples. Very, very simple. He didn't speak about the commandments, the Old Testament or New Testament. He spoke about something, the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. I was naked, I was thirsty, I was sick, I was in prison. You have looked after me. Well, the gospel speaks about that because we are journeying toward a great land. And that put us in perspective to have a personal self-examination. As I told yesterday, the young people who came for the seminar, the mirror does not lie. You have looked this morning, whether you shaved or combed your hair, put the makeup, you dressed up. You looked at the mirror to look nice and to make sure that you're okay. But you know, it does not lie. It tells you who you are. So this is a time for personal self-examination privately in order to mend our way. If you attended the matin service this morning, we hear this beautiful hymnology that sang in Arabic and in English. If I think upon the multitude of my evil deeds, wretched that I am, I tremble for the terrible day of judgment. But trusting the compassion of thy mercy, I shout to thee like David, have mercy upon me according to thy great mercy. How many times we repeat the word, have mercy. إذا تصورت كثرة أفعال الرديئة أنا الشقي فإني أرتعد من يوم الدينونة الرهيب لكني إذا أنا واثق بتحننك أهتف إليك مثل داود ارحمني يا رب ارحمني يا رب بمحبة رحمتك. Beloved, at the day of reckoning, there will be no lawyer or lawyers. There will be no deposition. There will be no jury. Will be nobody else, no brother, nor sister, nor cousin, nor uncle, no judge, except you and God alone. You and God alone. You will be judged, and I will be judged, and everyone that was ever born and will be born will be judged upon his thoughts, upon his words, and upon his action, words and deeds. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, 7, do not be deceived, the apostle writes, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Will also reap. For he who sow his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. If you want to plant in your garden cucumber, it will not produce tomatoes. You will get. But if you want tomatoes, you have to change what you're going to sow, what you want to plant. And so your soul, your spirit, your image is to sow goodness, to sow love. In the book of Micah, the prophet Micah writes 6:8, with what shall I come before thee, O Lord, and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn of my transgression, the fruit of my body, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? Then he continued to say, he has shown you, O man, he has shown you, O woman, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? You do these things, I do these things, I hope, and when the time of reckoning, I have something stored in my account, so my check will not bounce. Each one of us, whether young or old, it doesn't matter. Just as there is death and paying taxes, this is kind of, but now the third, there will be judgment. There will be judgment. So don't escape and think that it will not happen. So the Lent, this preparation that we have heard last week about the prodigal son, who was lost and came back, he was dead and found, and there's a great love of God the Father toward his son and towards his children. Acceptance into his home, giving him the best. And then the previous Sunday, the publican and the Pharisees, one who judged and criticized, and one who was in his corner or her corner, just praying to God, have mercy upon me. So if we are not contemplating or think about the moment of departure to the Lord from this life, the church forced upon us this gospel reading so that we cleanse our souls and our hearts and our minds to make up with those we have hurt, sister, cousin, uncle, business in the world. Do what is right in the hope when the time comes and the judgment and the books are open, you will be separated and sitting on the right hand of God the Father. That's God's love for you and me and for all mankind. And I pray to the Almighty God that what you sow love and compassion and mercy and kindness and care. What you sow the spirit of joy in the Lord Jesus. May He bless you. May His face shine upon you always and bless this Holy Church, the Basilica of St. Mary, and her family and all those who visit into this Holy Church in the hope someday this earthly tabernacle of paradise, as you look at, will be a greater joy sitting in heaven with the Lord Jesus. God bless you, and thank you for your kind invitation. Amen.